Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Robert. You look like a monkey. And you smell like one, too. Here's the Metal Injection Live cast.
I think Noah helps Randy write that one. You know, she's kind of...
What? You wrote that one. You
not
always
the monkey
write
part. So... Happy birthday, Robert. It's tomorrow's Robert's birthday, and this show is in honor of him, and he's not here.
Oh, I was going to play it off like he was here and see how long it took the listeners
Sorry.
To realize.
I fucked it up.
It's okay. No, Robert's the one that fucked it up.
That's true. Robert is late for his own show. But we're here. Frank's here with us.
Hey, what's up?
Beautiful Jenny's here as our guest.
Hi.
Hi. And Noah, of course, as usual, Sid. And
yep.
The empty chair, three chairs that Rob sits in.
At least if we recliner.
We do have a packed show. You know, today we took a little poll on the website, and we wanted to know if we should have Rob take a shot of vodka for every call.
Speaking of taking a little poll.
Hey-o. Or a hit of weed for every call. And the vodka's winning. I voted for the vodka. And I'll tell you why. Because a hit of weed for every call is already less weed than he smokes normally.
That's exactly what I told Rob when he gave me this idea, when he shot this idea by me this afternoon. I was like, really? You already do that.
He should do like
probably pre-gamed by smoking like seven dudes before he even comes.
Yeah. He's like, no, but I'll be really messed up. I'm like, you're always really messed up. What are you talking about?
It's really like three quarters of an ounce for every call he should do. But on top of that, like, weed doesn't make him react any noticeably different.
Yeah, just maybe he'll be a little quieter, but he's not going to be, like, sick.
Yeah, that'll help us.
Or screaming
and
belligerent, yeah.
I just don't want to have to, like, clean his liver off my floor.
Ow.
Yeah. Did anyone actually bring vodka?
I haven't. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. And he's going to have to drink my vodka that I have in my freezer.
Well, I see there's a bottle of Jack Daniels on the table.
Yeah.
Well, that's Frank's juice.
grab some water. I grab some whiskey.
We're in Noah's wing of the Metal Injection Studios. That's what she means by my fridge.
Yeah.
Well, except my floor.
Yeah, your floor, too.
Well, she's the one that sweeps it.
We don't really like each other, so we have four different separate wings of the studio.
Wait, why just four?
Well, because Sean doesn't have his own wing yet.
Oh, yeah, he's outside.
Yeah.
He's in the gutter.
Sean's not with us this week either. Where is he? What is he doing?
He's at his sister's wedding, right?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Is any one of us, like, his friend?
No.
I think he told us this last week, though. The listeners probably remember better than we do.
No, he said on the air something like that jokingly, like he was going on a vision quest or something, yeah. But I don't think he ever really said what he was doing.
Yeah, I think it's at his sister's wedding. I heard passing.
I'll give it 6 weeks.
Frank Red on his face.
The Vision Quest is a vision of his sister getting boned by some dudes. Apparently. Way to go, Sean. Have fun with that.
Sean's going to be stomping on the glass and dancing the horror.
Yeah.
Sean's very Jewish.
Lift the sister up in a chair.
Woody Allen is giving this to his sister away. So what did everybody do this week?
I did a lot, actually. Summer Slaughter footage is just about done, and we released it starting 2 days ago. Should be putting out a lot more cool stuff pretty soon.
What, are you going to crash the website? You're going to keep putting on cool stuff?
Yeah, something like that. It's kind of what we do. but myself, Vince from Metal Sucks, and Rich Hall, who you had on the show a couple weeks ago, I've been working diligently on a CMJ showcase that we should be announcing pretty soon, which should be pretty cool. But it'll happen in New York, so if you're not in New York, you probably don't give a shit.
Wait, so is this the first time that you've spoken about this to the public?
Correct, but I haven't really released any information, and we probably won't for about another week or two. But it's going to be pretty awesome.
Unless the listeners go and read Rob's live journal.
Does he still have to do that?
I don't know.
I'm sure he does,
he's
but
probably
it's
doing
private.
I also got a tattoo this week.
Oh,
cool.
What tattoo did you get this week?
You want to see it?
Sure.
Yeah, Frank, take it off.
His pants off.
Sid, you're going to have to...
He's taking his police shirt off first.
You're going to have to describe the tattoo since it's not a visual show that we're doing here.
Well, it's still an outline.
An outline of a swamp. No. It's a zombie eating an arm, basically.
Wow, it's like his whole arm.
Yeah.
Well... Go big.
Yeah, right. Zombie
big. It's not your first tattoo, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
Yay. And who did it?
My friend is Steve Sigler.
What made you decide to finally have a tattoo?
I mean, it's something I wanted to do for a long time. My dad had like 47 of them, and my sister started when she was like 14. She has like 16 of them, and, you know, it's been around. And
so it took you so long.
Yeah. Well, I guess... You know, back in the day when I had, like, real jobs and whatnot, like, it was kind of frowned upon. But now that I run Metal Injection and who gives a fuck, you know?
Wait, I thought Rob ran it. Is this a controversy going on here? Is it a power struggle?
No. Me and Rob actually own and run the company together.
But who's really in charge?
Both of us.
Obviously, Frank, since Rob is not functioning.
No, come on.
Half of the day.
Let's get ready here.
No.
We actually have an operation. Can't really do anything without the other one knowing. So
Frank, talk a little shit. Come on.
He's not going to listen to this. He'll never know what goes on.
He's a drunk. He's fucking lush. Come on. You know that.
No, I'm the drunk. He's the stoner.
Yeah. Fine. All right. So fine. So talk shit about his weed use. You know you want to. Come on.
Nah.
Come on.
Good guy.
All right. We got a phone call. You're saved, Frank.
We totally forgot to give out the number. What's the number, Dan?
Oh, the number is 646-929-1357. Call us, and you can talk shit on Rob, too, since Frank won't.
Okay, 630.
Wait. Before we start talking to this caller, let me ask. Now, do the callers before Rob gets here count towards the vodka shots?
Yes.
Like, is he going to have to do, like, when he walks in, are there going to be shots waiting for him because they were callers?
That depends how many callers call in. If you know, two people call in, he's going to have to do two shots.
Okay.
19 people call.
If it started when he arrived or it started when the show started.
So why let him off the
hook? All right, well, let's keep
Darren,
a tally somewhere.
Please, can you keep a tally because you're not stoned?
Okay, sure.
Call number one.
Okay.
6-0. Hello?
Hello? What's up? What's your name?
Hi. My name is David, and I would like to wish Rob a very happy birthday.
We'll pass it on when it gets here.
Yeah, I'm sure. Really appreciative of those remarks.
Rob is 37 years old today.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm also wondering if Sean is there.
Sean's
no.
Off.
Do you have anything to say to anyone who actually showed up today?
That's five lonely people here.
No, not really.
what did you want to say to Sean?
I was wondering if Sean would like to join me to go to Magic Waters this Saturday.
Well, I'm guessing he'll probably still be in Illinois by then, so maybe.
Oh, wow, he's actually in Illinois?
Yes.
Find him on Facebook and send him a private message about what you'd like to do to him.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. Why you gotta take it sexual though?
With him, I meant with him.
He just wants to do a male bonding thing at some theme park, half naked.
Yeah, we just want to go on the lazy river.
Goes on.
All right.
Maybe
well,
Sean's on Foursquare, and you could stalk him, see where he's checking in, and show up.
Sean's the mayor of a wet park. Like, what is it? Magic Water? What is it?
Golden Showers? Is that the name of the place?
Oh no, no, he's the president of that shit.
He's also a client.
I actually could probably find him. He told me where he lived last time I called in.
What he's not being there right now.
You mean where he lived in Illinois or, like, where he lives now?
In Illinois.
Oh, okay. He gave his address out on the air?
He did.
Yeah.
I remember
that. Yes,
he did. Did he read it?
Kind of a while ago.
You're an asshole.
Did he ask you to take it out?
No, he didn't care.
There'll be more guests at that wedding than they expected.
Yeah, right? They'll be yelling at, somebody going to get pregnant in a few weeks on the honeymoon.
Oh.
Jesus. Shlomo's going to be at his wedding. At her wedding.
That's why we haven't heard from so long.
He's the rabbi.
Out at the church.
Of course.
All right. Anything else?
No. Just happy birthday, Rob, and have a great live cast.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Who do you have on the line there?
916.
Hey, guys. It's Austin.
Hey. Oh, what's up? How you doing?
First off, happy birthday, Rob.
All right, we'll tell him when he gets
there. We'll let him know.
All right. Okay, one second now. You said first off. Expecting something.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't know you wanted me to, didn't you? Second off. I was calling, one, to see if you guys managed to see that video, particularly Noah, because I did it for her. I was pretty pissed trying to get it to work in the first place, you know?
With your sister, you mean?
Oh, I didn't get to see it.
I got it to work on, I think, Sunday night.
Sister.
It's not anything against his sister. It's just, like, child abuse. It's like she's... she's not...
No, I really want to see it.
Let's backtrack here, because when he called in last week and he said, oh, you got to see this. My sister does a ridiculously great Shlomo impression. Oh, okay. So I figured his sister spontaneously did a Shlomo impression. No, he stuck the camera in her face and, like, forced her to say Shlomo quotes, sounding up like Shlomo.
I don't feel like I forced it on her. She says it, like, whenever she wants, usually. I don't have to make her.
Yeah, to make that tape. That,
I don't know. Why was she, like, sewing clothes in the basement?
Darren, why don't you make her if she's being abused and if she's mumbling? She's clearly in the room.
All right, put her on.
Yeah, she is. She's asking who's on the phone. I didn't expect for her to run in.
Put her on.
Kind of killing the point of me trying to listen, you know.
Our listening experience better.
Yeah, put her on.
Wait,
is
it?
Say hi.
Is everything okay?
I
want
to hear you.
Yes. Do you get lunch breaks?
No.
No.
I want you to remember something, okay? Look this up. Child services.
They're she's getting very upset with you. She's getting very upset with you. She actually kind of threw the phone at me.
All right. Well,
she called her union officer.
Children.
I was trying to listen. Jenny, you do it. Put her back on. Austin, put her back on. We're gonna have
dinner. Are you serious? I don't know if she wants to talk.
Say hi.
Jenny,
nope, she's biting her nails, and now she's running away because I guess she's feeling shy.
Her sister.
Oh, Jesus, that's disgusting.
You're the one that said it.
What do you guys think about my sister?
She's fantastic. She's a wonderful human being.
She's only three, so she's got a lot to prove.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling in, Austin.
No problem, but just real quick, I was just also calling because I tried to vote on that poll between the shots and the hits. And if my vote counts, I'm all in for taking a hit.
Okay.
Well,
that's what my vote was.
Noah and I were discussing this earlier. Because it's Rob's birthday, we think
it should be his choice. If you're going to make him endure it.
Sidge should have to take off the joint and recall.
Rob volunteered for this.
Yeah.
I don't know if Sid's going to do that.
No, it's not going to happen.
Sid,
but it'd be a lot more fun.
Sid did say he's going to smoke weed at the New Year's party, though. Is that correct?
Is there a New Year's party?
Well, there always is.
I will have a New Year's party if you smoke weed. A lot of it.
I like how you have this, like, months in advance, you know.
He has to plan it out.
Yeah, we'll be going to force you to say Shlomo quotes like Austin.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I can do that.
Cool.
What? Of course.
What? That's good. You never brought your sister into it because you do his voice really well.
But that's not his impression. He's like 6 years old.
No, he's not. What is he? You're like 3 years older than her. How old are you?
What? I'm 19.
Oh, man.
But listen, it's an art doing impressions. All right, Austin, we got another call, so we're going to hang up on you. But thanks for calling. You're shot number two. All right.
Okay, we have a number that I don't understand.
Probably Skype. Just read it out.
200.
Oh, yeah, it's a Skype number. Skype, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, is this Mel Injection?
Yes. No.
Sure. First off, I just want to say happy birthday to Rob, because I want him to get drunk as fuck tonight. I just want to say that. Yep.
You want to order pizza or what?
No, I just want to say I just have bad signal in my house, so I have to call you guys to Skype. Sorry about that.
He's got the bad signal at his house. How does that happen?
Right.
Is this the real one?
Where are you calling from?
I'll call from Cali. I'm just, like, in Bay Area, but I got mountains around me, so I can't really make good signal, you know?
You're in jail, aren't you?
Nah. I'm fucking 15. I haven't done shit. Well, anyways, I got a question for you guys. What's your fucking opinion on Daza?
On what?
On Daza. Fan?
Oh, well, I'm not really a fan. Noah?
I didn't understand what he was saying.
The band Gaza.
The band.
The band Gaza.
Oh.
They're pretty awesome.
I've heard a few tracks.
I've heard them in
Texas. And I like them, yeah.
Mm.
But I never heard...
Sean definitely likes
them. Yeah, Sean...
Love
I like the band the Gaza Strippers. I'm not kidding. That's the next band. They were good.
I like it.
Rock and roll, punk rock.
Oh. Also, I just gotta ask, like, what do you guys think of deathcore? Because, like, you know, there's always arguments, and I'm just like in the middle. You know, I don't give a shit. You know, if it's good, it's good. What do you guys think of it? And why?
Like there's good deathcore and there's bad deathcore and there's, you know, like anything else.
What's a good deathcore band?
That is a good question.
I put you on the spot, motherfucker.
Right, so I don't know. Like, all right, let's say I'm not certain. I don't really want to get into the politics of, like, what's, you know, labeled as such, whatever. But All Shall Perish, if you call that deathcore, I think that's pretty awesome.
Okay. And what's a horrible deathcore band?
I definitely don't want to mention any names.
Oh, okay. Wink, wink. I got it. Okay. Fair enough.
Now, before I go, just one more question for you guys. What's your opinion on When's the Plague?
I only get two questions.
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
Really? No, I'm just kidding. You want it, Frank, you want to field that one, too?
I don't want to say anything.
I'll say it's not really my thing.
Yeah, I can say that, too.
Okay. They're great. I think they're great.
The name's dumb. That's all I know.
Whatever chick they have is really hot.
Yeah. Well, they should change their name to Winds of Gaza Strippers.
Yeah, that would work.
That'll be better.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Well,
is there another one up there?
No, that's it. But wait, so how many shots is that for Rob?
Three.
So far.
Great.
But
Maybe he can take shots of that sauce you have sitting there for the ravioli.
Gross.
Well, it's just marinara sauce.
Oh, wait, Darren.
Not marinara sauce?
It's marinara sauce.
Darren, what did you bring for Rob's birthday party?
I brought mozzarella in carrozza.
Say it again.
I said it like 8 times. It's like taking shots.
I like hearing you say it, though.
Mozzarella in carrozza.
Ooh.
I say it like Andrea Bocelli. And fried ravioli. And that's it. And Noah brought M&Ms. Jenny brought lots and lots of weed.
And a cake.
And a cake.
And watermelon.
With weed in it.
And watermelon.
With weed in it.
No.
Why'd you bring watermelon in a bong? That's what I don't understand. It's going to be hard to eat out of that.
My Spanish is so bad.
Estas hecho para mi Toyota.
What was that?
Jared Ethnic Night.
Oh, that was... should I not say what that is?
I can give away what it is.
Session, no, I wasn't going to say specifically what it is. It's outtakes from a skit that we just recorded.
But accidentally, I had both of them checked in my iTunes, so you did one.
I like the second one better. Play the second one again.
Estas hecho para mi Toyota. That used to be the real Toyota slogan on Spanish commercials.
That's awesome.
We have another call.
Oh, my God. I think Rob is calling us.
Yep.
Okay. What's going on?
Does this count as a shot?
Yes. He's going to cause himself to drink a shot by calling
Hello?
Us.
Hello, Rob. How many callers have I missed so far?
Including you, four.
Four. So it's like four shots when I get So alcohol
four.
One.
But they have to be immediate shots, like rapid fire. Because you have to make up for the lost time that you weren't here.
Right. Yeah. No. I have to pound four shots when I get there.
No, it's going to be five. Cause there's another caller waiting.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, have all of these callers wished me happy birthday. That was the deal.
Except.
Okay. Well, I don't think I count because I don't wish myself happy birthday. So we're sticking to the four.
Well, you just said it now.
How far are you?
No, I said I don't wish myself a happy birthday. That's what I just said.
Yeah, but we have to charge you a shot.
All right. A one-shot penalty?
Yes. So where are you? How far away are
you? I'm about a stop away on the train. So I should be there.
Oh.
5 minutes. Have I missed anything exciting?
Callers, maybe Austin for the first time. Just did a few Shlomo impressions on camera in between sewing clothes together in a sweatshop.
Dan told her to use the back door.
Yeah. Not section.
You should have heard this song.
I think we're going to have some legal problems. We should get here. Talk about it.
Legal problems? I show up 15-20 minutes late.
Okay.
We're
We can't hear you, and you're killing the momentum of the show. All right?
Just like what you hear.
Rob, you know what would be funny if right now you started fake choking, like hacking, like just a hacking cough type thing going on? Could you do that on the train? Like really loud, like that, just gagging?
Just yell out, man, I can't believe I have crabs. This sucks.
Well, Rob, do something. Hang up on him right now.
This call is sucks. All right. What else do we have there?
All right. We have 956.
956. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. It's Efren from last time.
Oh, what's up? How you doing?
The guy who sent you the ugly picture of, the brutal picture of necrophilia, whatever the name is.
Remember. The girl had cum on her face and eight sausages in her asshole on the cover of an album. Yeah.
Are you calling to wish something?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to wish Rob a happy birthday. And where the fuck's my stuff?
What?
Where's your stuff?
The stuff that Rob was supposed to send me since I was the first time calling.
Do you have an accent? What kind of ethnicity are you?
His name is Efren.
So? Hispanic. That could be different things. Are you
Hispanic? Yes, I am Hispanic.
Okay. Of what? From what national origin are you?
Mexican.
Sid, do you want to...
You got to think about that one?
You got a question?
Oh, a cornerflower tortilla for you, sir. What's your preference?
My what?
What do you prefer, corn or flour tortillas?
Diet, so I rather prefer corn.
Okay. Thank you. It's another vote for. I think corn is winning by a landslide at this point.
It's doing better than weed.
I think people just don't like to see flour.
I like flour.
What was that? What is going on?
You, Sid.
What? Mexican music hit up here. Mexican poem.
Wait, it's just farting?
What was Sid Fart from musical first?
Sid has an unlocked talent we don't know about.
We know about it.
It's that Sebastian Cohen.
Alright. So were you born there or what? Did you hang up on him?
No, I was born on here in the U.S.
Are you an anchor baby?
Oh, stop it.
That's
terrible.
It's
terrible. Do you want to explain what an anchor baby is?
It's this thing the Tea Partiers are screaming about how illegal immigrants will come here and have a kid just so the kid's an American citizen, so they could then collect, like,
and they
government
call
money.
That an anchor baby?
Uh-huh.
Because it originated in World War II. Like, women would get pregnant by soldiers so that they would be able to come to the U.S. So they would call, like, anchor babies so they could anchor the soldier there, you know.
Yeah, well...
But it's just they're stupid, so they're using it on Mexicans now without changing it.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? People are dumb. Anything else?
Yeah, where's my stuff?
We just told you stuff's coming.
Yeah, it's in the mail.
We're sending your merch out now. It's in the mail. It's in the UBS.
Oh, all right.
We sent it to Mexico. It should get there in, like, 3 days.
Earlier today, I watched the YouTube clip that Metal FIFA posted of the phone call. Because I'd watched it before, but I didn't, like, watch all the way to the end, obviously, because it's fucking painful.
Yeah.
But I skipped to the end this time, and he is so fucking psyched after that phone call.
I called
him. Like,
he's
sort of, like, screaming, like, yeah, I did it! I'm going to get free shit! Yeah! Like, seriously, like, their favorite team just won the Super Bowl. It was ridiculous.
I was on Metal Injection. Oh, I was so happy.
It's fucking absurd.
Thank God.
You're the man, dude.
There is a God. I'm getting merged.
I'm getting the grogs.
The grogs.
I think Rob's calling again.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in again, Ephraim.
Thank you, Ephraim. Adios. Yep.
Oh, what?
Sorry. That's a caller.
I think Rob is probably just trying to listen.
Oh, you think?
But do we want to harass him?
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Are you outside the door?
I'm not outside the door, but I was just trying to listen. So now I understand what our shy callers feel like. They don't want to get on air, and then we put them on.
Rob, I'm surprised you haven't asked me for any merch yet.
Do I get any free Red Gordon merch?
No, we're all out of Red Gordon merch.
We're not.
How about a Geisha Strain merch?
Robert.
What?
Robert, we're upset with you.
You're upset with me?
Because
why?
you didn't yell that you have crabs on the train, and that would have been really funny for the show.
Oh, I couldn't really hear you guys were breaking up towards the end when you hung up on me. I would have totally yelled I had crabs.
Yeah, sure, you say that now.
Should I yell it? I'm on your block right now. Should I yell it right now so your neighbors know that I have crabs?
You should yell Noah.
I'll yell, I am Noah's friend, and I have crabs. Noah, you know her.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the girl with the dog. Oh, I think I met one of your neighbors.
Oh, my God. Rob, I'm never walking outside of my house now.
What? Is it not what you wanted me to do? I don't understand. I have crabs, everyone.
We have another caller. Bye, Rob.
All right, I'm almost there.
Awesome. 443.
He's got a fat finger.
443, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to know, do you guys have any Red Cord merch?
Oh, boy.
Just merges.
First, you got to wish Rob a happy birthday, otherwise it doesn't count.
Happy birthday, Rob. Happy birthday. You're a nice guy.
That's 6 shots he has to take so far.
Your name, where are you from?
My goal is to make you wasted by the end of the night. And my name is Caitlin. I'm from Maryland. And I just want to give a shout-out to Brad Cook. Yeah.
Did you really want Red Gordon merge, or were you doing shtick?
What?
Making a joke, or do you really want something?
Oh, dude, it's just a joke.
Oh.
I honestly don't even know what it is. My friend just told me to say it.
Oh, okay. Is your friend Austin? Because he likes telling people to say things. Unfortunately,
no. His name's Brad.
Don't sew any T-shirts, please. So yeah, we can send you something. Just
what were you up to?
Oh yeah, say what your username is on the air, please. Are you a metal injection junkie?
I actually don't have a username because I accidentally spammed it and got kicked out. So yeah,
oh,
no username for me.
What you're wearing right now?
Oh wait.
He texted me.
Can we first verify that you're of age before we start asking sexual questions? How old are you?
Sexual.
How old are you?
Oh, I'm 19.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
All right.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Oh, great.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing nothing.
Oh. Frank, please pursue this line of questioning. Go.
I.
Yeah. Yeah, she's 19.
Yeah.
Well, not common. Rob's here, everybody.
Your mic is not on, honey.
Happy birthday, Rob.
The queen has arrived.
Oh, jeez.
Where is my throat?
And now Rob's...
There's a girl on the phone. Say hi to the girl that's
I heard her. Hi.
She wanted
hi.
To be heard. Apparently she's not wearing anything.
You, what?
Yeah, I'm wearing nothing. But... zero clothing.
Just a telephone.
Is nothing a name brand, or...?
No.
Nothing as in no clothes. Zero.
She could do that with her clothes on.
That's okay. Do you really mind?
That doesn't prove anything.
It proves that we can get a girl to smack her titty on
you
the phone.
You guys are such pigs.
You guys.
Are.
I didn't.
Truly are.
Girls don't call us up because they don't want to be
every single
by
time
you.
A girl
whatever.
Calls, you always ask her what she looks like.
Yep.
And
really? Do I?
Her
not
to
touch
her
time.
Boobies or whatever.
Yeah, every time.
Why don't we just
these guys sound like funny guys.
People on Facebook, they know what I look like. What?
I don't know.
Can you say something, Sally?
Hello? What?
Yes.
What do you want?
Francesca, what were you saying?
I wasn't saying anything. I was just listening, working on the conversation.
I think if Sean was here, he'd let us know that we should wrap it up.
Yeah.
Well, I
was waiting where that naked thing went.
Well, register, become a junkie, and send Rob a private message for your free stuff.
Rob for a metal injection.
Cool.
All right.
Oh, dick pics?
And put some clothes on.
Wait, she's going to send me dick pics?
No. You're going to send her.
No one's getting offended. You better stop.
Hey, just say no. My name's Caitlin, not Jessica.
Caitlin.
I know. I was just fucking with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait,
you wish.
Huh?
You wish.
I wish what? Their
you're
name was Jessica?
That she was... What? I don't know. I'm too high for this.
So...
We're going to move on.
Wait.
Thanks for calling.
What? Is there more callers? Oh, God. How many shots do I have to do already? Dude?
Thanks for calling. Yeah. It was pregnant.
Yeah, I think she
well,
was
Rob
pregnant.
Called in twice. So
I don't count. No, hold on. How many unique callers other than myself were there?
Six.
No,
other than yourself, five.
So there's five shots.
You're
come on.
Six
now.
So far.
All right. So let's get this over with.
Well, there's another caller.
Oh, boy.
781.
Hey, it's Pizza Destroyer.
Oh, right. Can he not count?
Sounding a little less nasal today.
Yeah. I got like the anti-decongestant thing going on. It's pretty awesome.
Wow, you sound great, man.
Anyway, I just wanted to call in and wish Rob a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Could you sing me the happy birthday song?
Do you listen to Devin Townsend?
I've heard of the man, yes.
Well, he has a song on his album called Earth Day, so I'll sing a line from that now. It's just you just get one line for free, but it's like, it's your birthday, it's on Earth Day. That's it.
My birthday is not on Earth Day.
Brutal.
My birthday is on Earth Day.
My birthday is closer to Labor Day than Earth Day.
Yeah, no, but I just felt like saying that. Sorry.
Well, that was great.
My lifestyle determines my death style.
Oh, I had a question, though.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Go ahead. What is it?
Did you send me my Acker Cokie CD?
It's Acker Cokie.
Everybody's just calling up to see where their shit is.
Yeah, Rob.
Well, no, who's the other guy? Who's the Mexican guy?
Efren.
Oh, Efren, yeah. No, I didn't send all the prizes from last week. I didn't send yet.
Why? You too busy partying?
Yeah. I didn't feel like it.
Did you leave your house this week?
Well, you don't have to hurry. I was just inquiring.
It's coming. If you send me all the information, the...
I did. I did that like 2 weeks ago. No, actually, I did that 1 week ago.
Well, like I said, I haven't sent any of the prizes from last week yet, so.
Well, jeez.
Wow, jeez. You offer someone something for free, and then all of a sudden they're like, where is it?
Yeah, they're all pissy.
Gee, we should have a disclaimer that you should allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. That'll give me
Hey, do you have any cocaine?
No, and not. And if I did, I wouldn't be able to send you any.
Oh, well, I was going to say you should do like a line of Coke for every caller.
Oh.
Well, yeah, we were talking about what other drugs you should do before we started the show, and I think you should just take ecstasy pills.
I suggested Parmesan. I suggested doing lines of Parmesan. Yeah.
I would do that.
I have Parmesan. Would you really do it?
Is it fresh?
No, I would not. Come on.
Oh, come on.
So, I don't know how to am I doing these shots, or what's going on?
I just have to hang up on a piece of the store so I can get up.
Get out
wait,
of here.
Wait, I have something else to say. Today was my first day at school.
Whoa.
Like, ever?
Ever.
No, it was my first day of 10th grade.
Did your mom bring you to the bus, the school bus, pack you lunch?
Actually,
Did you get pantsed?
No.
Did you give somebody give you a swirly?
What happened?
No.
What happened?
Nothing really. I just kind of went in there, and it was really hot, so I got kind of sweaty, and then I just left.
Wow. Sounds exciting.
Did you learn anything?
Did I what?
Did you learn anything?
Not quite.
Wow, that was a great story.
Pizza Destroyer, have we confirmed... Have we confirmed or denied yet if your father is Stephen Wright? Do we know a definitive yes or no?
Wait, who did you ask if my father was?
Stephen Wright, the comedian that has the exact same delivery as you.
And is also from Massachusetts.
Oh, really? No, he's not, but my favorite comedian is Louis Black.
Why does it have to be about color with you all the time?
Because I'm racist.
It should be Louis. Fucked up.
Anyway, I want to wish you guys, Rob, a happy birthday and happy holiday.
Everyone else's birthday?
Mine is all right, but thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm done.
All right, Noah's getting the alcohol. I'm very worried. I'm on a bit of an empty stomach, too. I haven't really eaten for a few hours.
Vodka that Frank bought me for my birthday, and now you're just going to drink it all.
Oh, the circle is complete.
She's re-gifting.
Oh, yeah. So.
At least you didn't vomit it up and then rebottle it or anything.
That'd be weird.
So, in essence, Frank is getting me drunk tonight.
Yeah. All right. I got a whole bottle of Jack Daniels here for you, too. Let's go.
Yeah.
We're ready to rock and roll.
Although it is absolute, which is what I took shots of the last time I decided to do this.
If you want to eat anything, Rob, there's food right in front of you that Darren brought.
Oh, yeah.
Lemon. Okay. I want lemon.
Some chili.
Oh, I would like a chaser of some sort.
Rob, we have mozzarella in carrozza.
What?
And fried ravioli.
Oh.
Some sauce.
Oh.
Oh, for you. No, it's not.
Darren, say it sexily.
Mozzarella in carrozza.
Sure.
I do.
So, just to recap for people just tuning in.
Like
so
you and myself.
There was a poll on the site. What were the final results? Let me look that up.
59-41 was the last.
Wow.
For vodka.
Wow. Surprising.
Not at all. I'm surprised it was as close as it was.
That doesn't make any sense for you to smoke. You smoke more weed than one hit per caller already.
What's the point?
Well, you don't do it in that pattern, but...
Yeah.
Hold on. If you think about it, what, 6 hits of weed is like a dude?
Yeah, you smoke like 10 times.
Right, so I would have had to smoke one dude for every half hour. That would be four dudes.
That's a lot of dudes.
Right, but it's doable.
It's doable.
It's on that patch.
We're about to queue up shot number 8 on the phone.
There's no like shot glass. I have no way to measure with this thing.
Just eyeball it.
Let's speed this up. 443.
Bump. All right.
Hold on. 443. You're on the air.
Okay. I had a quick question for Rob.
First, wish him happy birthday.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Happy birthday, Rob. Now you got to drink another drink.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
First of all, can you sing it?
Oh, why can't someone sing it for me? Nobody loves me.
Not Austin. Pizza Destroyer sang it.
And Blandy. Blandy sang you happy birthday.
Oh, I missed
it. You missed it.
You hear it.
Definitely wasn't up to the bump. Oh, jeez. All right, what's your question, then?
Has Rob gotten anything for his birthday today? And if so, what was it?
Well, my birthday is officially tomorrow, September 2nd.
Oh, okay.
I bought him something that's coming in the mail. It's not here yet.
Whoa.
Nothing really expensive. Olga.
Finally. I bought myself something. I bought myself half an ounce of weed. But that's not really...
You buy that for yourself every week.
That's not really a big deal. But I masked it as a gift.
Hmm.
And that's how I... excuse me.
Yeah. Is that what you told the cop that stopped you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, no, it's a birthday present for myself. Anyway, here goes shot number 1.
All right. Let's see.
Wait, so the caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Very good.
What's my name? Brad, and I'm from Maryland.
This is the first time you called in?
Yes, sir.
One down 7 ago?
Was that your female friend who just called in before at your request?
Yeah, actually.
Nice.
Figured. She wasn't really naked, right?
I couldn't tell you.
You're not in the same room?
No.
Interesting. You don't like have listening
parties?
There's
a little more, right? No, there's a little
not.
More.
Jenny is the bartender for the night.
Well, he's using like a 32-ounce cup to do shots. So
you should have just poured 8 shots worth into the cup at once and he could just...
Yeah, but how would we...
Eyeball it.
Yeah, do 1/8 each time.
Just do this whole cup.
Yeah. Do the cup, but take breaks. You know, that's
how about now?
Just chug it from the bottle.
Stop giving me chugging advice, all right?
Well, yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, I'm good at it.
3 or 4?
3.
I love
three
that every cup in the place is a Yankee cup.
Yeah.
I guess Rob doesn't like chugging.
She was trying to impress her boyfriend at the time, who was a Yankee fan, and now he's not.
I'm sure they were on clearance sale.
I didn't even buy those. He brought them to my house from a Yankees game. And I just kept them because they're free cups.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
I'll put a sticker over it,
okay? Scrape off the
metal
Yankees.
Ejection stickers.
I was
going
to ask you that. Like, now that you're not with that guy anymore, do you still have to pretend to be a Yankee fan?
I only pretend to be a Yankee fan to piss you off.
Oh, so
it really strikes me.
It really doesn't piss me off. I see idiotic Yankee fans all the time.
Oh,
let's take a poll of the other members of the crew. Do you think it pisses Aaron off? Sid.
Yes.
Frank.
Yes.
Jenny.
Yes.
Rob. Yes.
No, I have
a unanimous yes.
I have a second poll. Do you think it pisses Darren off that we think it pisses Darren off?
Yes. No.
Yes.
Wrong.
Because I know you're all lying, so it doesn't bother me.
Aha!
And I know Noah's not really a fan, so it doesn't bother me at all.
See, he's rationalizing people.
Yeah, if anything, my brother is a Mets fan, so.
That's good. So you don't have to be a Mets fan. There's 29 teams. Just don't be a Yankee fan. That's the key thing there.
Okay. I promise I won't be a Yankee fan.
I love you.
Aw. Awkward.
Sorry, I didn't mean to stir those feelings in your nether regions. No, I apologize. I won't do that on the air again.
I have to go to the bathroom.
And I won't sing. I won't sing Italian lyrics about Luca Evelyn Carozza anymore.
How many is that?
6.
Oh.
Estás hecho para mí, Toyota. This show's completely off the rails now.
Gold.
Man, I really hope I'm paying as well as a Spanish product, please.
Can I re-record that? It sounds a little choppy.
No.
I'll do it better.
Go.
Oh, now? I have to prepare. I need to drink my lemon tea.
All right, let's take a caller then.
I have to gargle with hot tea before I use my voice. Oh, wait. Madonna.
We still have a caller on the
line. Yeah, I'm kind of still here.
Sorry, what's happening?
Sorry, this whole show's blowing apart.
I'm already getting drunk. What is this, 6?
6. Salud.
Well, thanks for calling in and giving Rob another shot.
Thanks a lot, you jerk.
Say happy birthday.
Yeah, he did.
How many has he done?
This will be number seven.
Number seven? How many does he have to do?
Eight so far.
This was okay. A bad idea.
Well, I'll get all Phil. You have to do a lot more.
Round up your friends.
Yeah, everybody
you know. Call the show.
You know what? I'll do that. I'll just, like, get as many people as I can to call in.
Like, after a certain point.
Oh, God. We'll find out, right?
Yeah. That's a long way away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, right. Boy.
Come on, one more.
One more, and we'll see if you die. Go.
Come on, chin. We didn't drink all of it.
Not dead. Yeah! All right. So far. Whoa. Forehead wrinkling.
Is that all eight?
Jose.
Is that strawberry lemonade chaser that you're drinking?
The chaser's actually quite good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was $3 for $5 at the grocery store, so
wow.
I bought six.
What a deal.
And I think that's actually Rob's drag name, Strawberry Lemonade Chaser. You can see him every Saturday night at the White Swallow.
Stop it.
I thought it was the Birth of a Nation.
That's on Sundays at a manhole.
The manhole.
Yeah, we've got another caller.
9-7.
Hey.
No.
Hello? 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 It's Rich Hall!
Hi, Rich Hall.
Hey.
Take a shot! Right now!
You have to say happy birthday first. Possibly.
I don't have to do anything. You just take the shot, then I'll say happy birthday.
Wow, you sound like you're drunk.
I'm fucking wasted.
Wait, did he really not drink?
No. He gave it up.
No. Gave it up. Eight months today, motherfuckers. So, happy birthday, Rob. Please take a shot right now.
Ironically, 8 months is how long it's going to have to take me to recover. See, the reason I didn't want to do alcohol today is because I'm going to have a get-together on Friday where I wanted to get, like, incredibly
trashed. I
don't
hear it. Take a shot. Okay. I don't hear it. Take a shot.
It's not going to be the same. I'm going to hate alcohol because of how crappy I'm about to feel.
You have tomorrow to recover from
it. Shot number nine.
There it comes. Hold on. Wait.
Nine.
Don't do it yet. Need the sound effects. And go.
I kind of feel sorry for you.
What is that,
yes.
Windows shot? New? Is that a Windows startup?
That was a ta-da. Look. Yes, I started my Windows 98 just now.
Thank you, guys. Happy birthday, Rob. I'll see you Friday. Bye.
See you
later, man.
Welcome.
Hey, Rob, while you're still conscious, pull up some of those websites we bookmarked because of news items we wanted to discuss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
Because in a little while, you're not going to be aware enough to do any of that.
All right. Well, one thing I want to talk about.
Before you do that, can I just read you something from the chat? I got a private message.
Was it from Grindcore Luigi?
Yeah.
I know.
I was trying not to say that he spammed all of us. But,
He
says, 3D, I hate to ask you, but can you ask Rob if he forgives me for the way I treated him? I realize now that our love was more than a fling, and I should treat this relationship as such. Is he still
mad?
He's
still mad at me. He wrote the same thing to me, except replace your name
Rob,
with my
name. Rob, how do you respond to this?
I don't remember having any relationship with Braggy. Who is this guy? What does he want from me? I'm really drunk.
I'm sorry.
I've done 8 shots. Why am I singing? I don't know. All right, let's move on.
Sorry, Luigi. He doesn't remember.
I don't remember. I was too drunk. I
have another call.
Ah, God damn it.
You agreed to this.
You're right, I did. Why?
Oh, and another one after that. 443.
Well, you know what? Can we just say for Rob's protection that if people call in twice, it doesn't count?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unique.
Because this is the same caller, I think.
443.
Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rob. Happy birthday to you.
Aww.
Yay. I better take a shot for that bitch.
Oh, Rob. Why did I say that?
You don't have to say that.
This song is brutal. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it.
All right.
Yeah.
I should call her. You don't have to do a shot.
Thanks for singing Happy Birthday.
Yeah. This is scary, right?
All right. I just want to say one last thing before I hang up. I'm the girl from last time, and I'm really 15 years old, so you guys are perverts.
You knew that, or... Yeah. She's
but
what? You're the one who are naked.
I'm 14,
yeah.
And I'm the girl from last time who's naked.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are perverts. So, yeah.
You're the 14-year-old naked pervert.
Yeah. We didn't tell you to get naked.
You're the one that got naked. So why don't you check yourself before you wreck yourself? Next caller!
No. We got another caller. What number?
We have 801.
801, you're on the air.
I'm already feeling a buzz. It's been 5 minutes. I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. Oh, for you and I would fall from grace. You and I would fight this fire right from my face. Because by playing that song,
Don't fucking interrupt me.
Oh, sorry, Sheik. I want to thank this caller because by playing that song, I don't have to take a shot now.
That's true.
You never wished me a happy birthday. Yes.
Oh,
wait.
There's one more, Robert.
I just looked up the lyrics in that song, Heat of the Moment. It says, Happy Birthday, Rob. It's the weirdest thing.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here.
All right. We have 828.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hey. Is that me?
Yes.
What's up, man? Long time listener. Happy birthday, Rob.
Long time, first time?
Yeah.
What's your name?
This is Brett in North Carolina.
I love you,
Jesus.
Brett. Thank you for
calling
in.
No, romance.
Let's hug. Brett.
So I wanted to know, what does everyone do for a living? I know Noah's certified and whatever, but what does everyone else do for a living?
Certified in whatever. That's a wow.
That's a lot of certification. A whole lot of.
No, Noah works for Sirius.
Excuse me, Robert. I talked about myself.
Noah, what is that?
By the way,
oh.
In regards to Sirius, I was talking to Rob about this yesterday.
No, that was the song about you, remember?
Oh, it's right.
Whenever your certificate comes up, I just play the certificate. I just want to say I love Jenny because Jenny's the only person I know who's a bigger pothead than me. And that really is awesome because usually I'm the one instigating the pot. So it's really cool to have somebody else instigate pot, and I'm, like, surprised by it. Like, wow, a joint. I like that. You know what I'm talking about, guys? This is real talk right here.
Okay.
Whoa, man.
Wait. Now, how do you feel about Darren?
Darren is the biggest asshole I've ever met.
No, you know, I smoked enough pot in my life to qualify as a pothead, though, I think.
Darren and Sid are the two biggest non-smoking potheads that I know.
Yeah.
Sid is a total pothead. If Sid smoked pot, I don't think he would leave the house. I don't think he would do anything. He would form a cocoon around himself.
Well, maybe it would have the reverse effect. Like maybe he's a pothead already. Maybe it would turn him into an active,
into like a super motivated person. God
forbid. All right, what do you think about Frank?
Frank, oh my.
You should have heard what he was saying before you got here.
You weren't supposed to open your mouth.
Well, first of all, I'm going to listen to the archives.
Oh, no.
That's right. But, well, I love Frank. We work together. We're business partners.
Now, what do you think about me?
Oh, I know. I can't believe I've known her for over 10 years now. It's pretty lame.
Wow. Thanks. Say something positive about everyone else.
No, just Jenny. I only said something positive about Jenny.
You said you love
Frank. She's passing me a joint.
The truth is they tried to get me to say shit about you before you came here, but I wouldn't.
He was really good.
Well, because you do have to listen to the archives.
Yeah.
If this was off the air, all bets would be off.
Yeah, totally.
But to answer your question, Frank and I do metal injection full-time now. It's pretty sweet. Sid, what do you do?
I work for Clear Channel.
You want to be more descriptive about that?
Nah.
Okay. That's fine with me.
But we were, in regards to Sirius, I just wanted to say, in my office,
wait.
We have a...
Do we even know that I work at Sirius?
Yeah, Rob said it before.
Can you say it all the time?
Yeah. But we have new students.
What's going on with the caller? Welcome up.
What's up?
Time he calls into the show.
The wind tunnel.
These fucking cars going by, man. I can't hear shit. It's all right.
You know, fucking highway?
No, man. I'm like 20 feet from the road, though, just chain smoking outside.
Is it like an interstate highway or something?
No, it's just a country road, man.
Take me home.
Do a play.
All
right. So in the elevators in my office, there's little screens that give like news updates, stock updates, stuff. And so they had the little sign. One of the stock updates was for Sirius. And it had a little green up arrow, so the stock had gone up in value.
Right.
But then the next column shows what the net change for the day
God,
is.
Don't say it.
And it was 0.00. So only Sirius is doing so bad that just not losing value is actually the gain.
They're happy.
It was the most absurd thing.
That's feeling.
Get together on a board. We didn't lose anybody. Here's what I said. I think Sirius are like really, really good scam artists because they're managing to stay in business with all the shitty stock practices. And who knows how much of their shares are actually available on the public market? You know, like maybe only 20% of their company is publicly traded, and they've been keeping all the profits. You don't know. And if they're managing to stay afloat, right? They're staying afloat. There's no cutbacks. People have been laid off at your job.
About a year ago, yeah.
A year ago? Well, that was a year.
That's still
trick.
Interning.
Even like Chris Russo, Howard Stern, they're all interning.
Hey, what's the name of this caller? I forgot.
This is Brett.
Calvin.
Brett, are you're a first-time caller, so I believe you're entitled to a free CD.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Are you a metal injection junkie?
Yeah, as of like 2 weeks ago, even though I've been listening since fucking episode one, I finally decided to sign up.
Get the fuck out of here. You've been listening for 81 weeks plus?
Yeah, I know.
Rob, give him something nice.
You rule.
Give him a negligee.
The great thing about
give him a red cord negligee.
John, you send me, what's your junkie username?
Shit eater.
Send a suggestion or private message. I'll hook it up for you, buddy.
All right, man. All right. I appreciate it. And happy birthday. Have a good rest of the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. What a nice guy. He's a shit eater.
Wow. All right.
Oh, here he comes. Watch out, boy. He chews shit up. He's a shit eater.
Okay, Rob, are you ready to take your next
No. Video? I'm so not ready. This is, 10 already? What?
You know, Rob's having so much fun, I have to join him in on the drinking.
Do it.
Yeah, but
Frank, pretend it's your birthday. Come on. Right. You're good. Frank's a total lush anyway. It's fine. Yeah. 10 shots for him is like, what, Tuesday? That's like no big deal.
You know what's funny? I went out with Mike the other night to that open bar, and it was 2 hours of open bar, and he was fucking wasted. He couldn't stand, talk, or anything, and I was like totally fine. We had the same amount to drink. And that's when I realized it's like,
yeah,
kind of dangerous.
But also, you're like twice as big as Mike.
That is true.
So theoretically, you had half as much.
Well, Mike is only 13 years old. That's the fuck.
Was he also naked the whole time?
I don't know who Mike is.
Do we have another caller? Is that what's up?
Yeah, 203.
I've already done a shot. That was number 10.
203.
Absolute is rough.
Yeah.
203.
Hello.
It's Colin.
Hi, Colin.
Colin, what are you wishing for today, Colin?
Well, if you know, I've been calling for, like, since the middle of, like, July. I was What?
You've been MIA for a little bit.
Missing? Oh, yeah. I was in Trinidad and Tobago. That's why I've been missing.
Oh, Darren's eyes just lit up. That's where all of his honeys are.
No wonder why. He's looking for babes.
Yeah, I didn't even hear what he said. What? I was typing.
He was in Trinidad.
Oh, that's some fine sugars on it.
I love when Noah does that. She's very good at that. Do it again.
A cat with a yeast infection.
How do you know about my yeast infection?
I'm sorry.
Oh, Jenny.
Yeah. No, I like trannies.
You like trannies?
Trannies.
You hear what you want to hear, Rob.
Okay, I'm already on a good buzz. I got to tell you, it's just 10 shots of vodka. 10? Already lost.
And you walked in here what, like 20 minutes ago?
I've been here for less than half an hour, and I'm fucking wasted.
No.
Because I'm a shit eater.
So,
I have that in my head.
So, Colin, did you pick up any Trini honeys?
Hold on a minute.
No.
I did a shot. Colin didn't even wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, happy birthday, Rob.
Can you sing it?
That's pretty weak.
I'm not a singer.
Sing it for me. Hum it for me.
Say it high pitched.
Are you a hummer?
Jeez. Don't embarrass me. I just got back.
Come on, give Rob a hummer. Come on. That's what you just said. That's what you just said, right?
Wait, how old are you?
Wow, guys, I just want to let you know, I just moved my legs, and I barely felt it.
That means
so
gone.
I'm so gone.
But the fact that you realize that means you're not drunk enough.
You're right.
Yeah.
The fact that I can't even move my legs is already very good.
I have zero self-awareness.
Right. You're right.
Got to keep going.
All right, what else we got? Come on, we're going to move on. We got to
go. Right.
That was looking like on hold right now.
Okay, thank God I can take a little drinking break.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold if you want to listen.
The phone lines are open, 646-929-1357. That's 646-929-1357.
We have five open lines. That's five people that can call in right now.
Don't call in. I don't want to talk to you. I've done enough shots.
Call in and get Rob more drunk.
I'm already...
Say the number one more time.
I'm already really drunk, and I feel like alcohol takes 20 minutes to hit me. So in 20 minutes, I'm going to be wasted.
646-929-1357.
Rob, what's the alphabet backwards?
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFLMOEZ.
All right, we have another call.
CA, I did it.
I did it.
All right,
it's cool, man.
Wait, can we pause for a second?
Congrats. That's a round of applause right there.
That's pretty awesome. I just did that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to do that sober.
I did it.
Why
right,
we have another call.
Oh.
917.
917. Hello?
Short
shot. Who's this caller?
Hey,
caller, go ahead.
My name's Ralph.
Hi, Ralph. How are you?
I'd like to see you. You're right next to
me. I'd like to wish Ralph a happy birthday.
Hold on. Just got...
I'm not drunk enough to be aware of the fact that you're right.
Ralph,
you're not drunk
over the phone. No, hold the card up. Come on. Listen, Ralph, are you a metal injection junkie?
Yeah.
Let's not call it. Come on, be respectful.
Because you have
send a PM to Rob Injection, and we'll send you a free CD. All right, that's a shot. That's a shot.
My junkie name is Humintosh Destroyer.
Now you gotta go to Humintoshin, right? Okay.
We have two. Is my mic off?
Oh. Turn the wrong
off. Oh, I turned the wrong.
We're off the rails and we just.
No.
Listen, I'm not gonna take that shot because we have two actual callers where I will take.
No.
One actual
caller?
We only
have one caller.
Oh, thank God.
I'm just letting Colin hang on.
All right, okay, so one actual caller.
814.
By the way, Mammoth Commander said I should have asked that caller, Corner Flower Cynic.
Okay.
All right. 814. Hello?
I take it that's me.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hey, who's this?
I called in not to say happy birthday to Rob so that you won't die.
Oh,
this is my first time actually getting to listen live. So I'm pretty stoked about that.
Fortunately, you did say happy birthday to Rob.
Oh, fuck.
So,
well, I'm going to do the shot.
What's your name?
My name is Karen. I'm calling from State College, Pennsylvania.
Wow. You already know the drill. Follow-up question, corn or flour tortilla?
Flour all the way.
Oh,
wow.
One for flour.
I have agreed with the corn tortilla crowd.
Well, I prefer the corn for myself. But third question, are you naked?
Jeez.
Well,
no,
that's like the
yet.
Question. The third question
this
is, yes.
This is what Rob says to women when he goes to the bar.
I'm sorry. Are you of age?
Yeah.
Follow-up question, are you naked?
Well, she's
I'm 22.
Oh, she's in college. Well, maybe she skipped some grades.
She's 22.
Where is
you never know.
That's Penn State.
Yeah.
What's the address?
You go to Penn State or you just live there?
I do go to Penn State.
Okay, so Rob, she's a college girl.
Hello.
Do you find Rob attractive at all?
At all?
I don't know. I'm sitting here listening with my boyfriend, so it's probably a bad idea to answer that question.
Asked if, would your boyfriend be down for a little Eiffel Towering? Eiffel Towering. That's your boyfriend, Eiffel Towering. Put him on the line.
Say hi,
talk to the guy.
He's in Pennsylvania. He can't beat me up. Plus, he's younger than me. Come on, I'm tall.
I'm just saying, why don't you...
You're weak.
I'm weak.
Dude, how cool would it be to be able to tell your friends that Rob from Metal Injection banged your girlfriend? Oh, you don't want to party. He'll get a T-shirt.
And some stickers.
We'll upload it to the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
All subscribers will see it. Are you in, dude?
Oh, my God.
All right,
I'm going to
save this next podcast award.
Okay.
I like it. Listen, I am a big fan of you and your boyfriend, just because you guys are listening in. And we can Eiffel Tower anytime you want, all right? And I'm a big fan of motorboating. So
next time we're in New York.
That's a plus.
Sure, come on over next time you guys are in New York.
Rob makes out calls, though. I do. I travel. I'm traveling.
We're actually sitting here being very jealous of you because we haven't had weed in some time, and we're very sad about that.
Well, I'm actually drinking far more than I am smoking weed. I just smoked a bit of a roach, the Jenny Lit. And
I don't think
I should be smoking more weed.
I'm kind of excited to see how this ends up. I have to be honest with you.
So the four callers hang up because I cannot handle four shots right
Wait,
now.
Wait, we have to give them a merge because they're first
time. Oh, you're a first time caller. Are you a metal injection junkie? Are you or your boyfriend a metal injection
merge?
I am a metal injection junkie.
Yes! What is your username?
My username is SheepS9. Like N-E-I-N, like German. Like German.
Listen, you send me a private message. My username is Rob Injection. Send some dick pics.
Of your boyfriend.
What? Wait. Some
dick pics.
It's actually Rob. It's not dick pics. It's twat shots.
Twat
shots. Twat shots.
That's the name of the live cast.
All right. I just hit another plateau of drunkenness. I'm like...
I know.
like, I want to say 5 minutes ago I was buzzed. Now it's safe to say that I'm fucking drunk.
Not even here.
And the crazy thing is that I really feel that this alcohol stuff is on like a 20-minute delay. So this is just all the shots that I did 20 minutes ago. That's like those 8 shots that I did in a row. So I'm going to do a shot right now for you, caller, whose name I forgot because I'm drunk.
Karen.
And in 10 minutes, I'm going to feel that, Karen, and it's all your fault.
I wonder which shot will be the one that makes you throw up.
Power.
All right.
Oh, my windows have started up.
Rob, you better prep yourself because the lines are full.
Wow. I just want to say that if I vomit,
ew. You're going to lick it up.
I'm going to take the mic into the bathroom with me. So
it'll reach.
Wait, do we have the wireless?
I did not bring the wireless today. No.
It'll reach.
All right.
We'll make
just
it
call
reach.
In.
Karen, thank you for calling Rob. In. Fuck you. Take another shot. Thank you for listening.
Enjoy your drunkenness, dude. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Wow, I'm so surprised by the outpouring of support Come on, mental injection. Junkies.
You fucking fuck.
Just Karen, when you're fucking your boyfriend tonight, just once call him Rob. Just
yeah, just be like, this is Karen, and you're getting your fix of metal injection.
Yeah, she's going to get metal injection.
Or a Karen injection. Or a boyfriend injection,
yeah.
Theoretically, if you think about it. Karen, we're going to have to move on because we already
have
a ton of phone calls. Who's next, everybody?
That was the delay.
Are we just stopping to music breaks? We're in the second hour already.
It's a party, Rob.
Can we just take a music break?
Let's just play music and talk over it. Anyway.
All right. Who do we got?
1-1-1-1-1.
Skype.
Private.
We got a private caller. That's what the 112
No.
If you're a private caller, speak up. Quit being so private.
Hello.
Hello?
Everyone say something.
Hello?
Oh, no, the phones are fucking up. It looks like we need to take a music break.
Well, just hang up on this one and take the next call.
We're gonna take a pause. We're gonna
God, Rob, with that alcohol on your breath, it is murder.
I gotta tell you, I'm really drunk already.
901.
Rob, I think you should just go to the bathroom and force yourself to throw up.
All the vomit.
I love that Jenny actually brought a pot out just to catch it, just in case.
Wait, a pot? How about a bag? That's not secure enough for his vomit.
You guys, hopefully I'll vomit past the 10 o'clock.
Okay, we have 9.
Why are you making me drink?
You're on the air, 901.
I think 901 called already.
Let's see.
Hey, this is Pete the Destroyer.
All right, everyone that's on the phone, hang on. I'll call back in because our phones are fucking up.
We'll BRB. We're going to take a quick music break. We're going to play a band.
Hello. This is Chuck Blandington. Once again, the lazy sons of bitches who do this show are off on vacation and didn't invite me along. Well, guess what? I am going to take a robotic dump on all of your chairs for you to enjoy when you come back. And now, the best of the Metal Injection live cast.
Huh?
That was because Sean's on vacation. Get it?
You guys, I just want to say that during the break, I went from being drunk to really drunk. I am so drunk right now. It is 9:33. I really hope that nobody else calls in.
We have three people on hold.
Fuck.
9:56.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck all you callers for making me this drunk, because I'm so drunk.
On the air.
Hold on. Are we on the air?
Yeah.
956, is he on the air?
Yeah.
956.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is your name and why are you getting me drunker?
It's Efren.
Oh, it's Efren calling again, so you can take a shot.
Oh, thank God. No.
I can't
be drunk how drunk I am.
Oh,
he's going to sing happy birthday to you in Spanish.
Oh,
right, go ahead.
Happy birthday, Espanol. Go.
Yeah. Well, because I'm in, like, high school mariachi. So, yeah, so.
Great job.
So I'm not actually one of the people that sing, but, so just tell me if I sing good crap. So. Qué linda está la mañana en que vengo a saludarte. Venimos todos con gusto y placer a felicitarte. Ya viene amaneciendo, ya la luz del día nos dio. Levántate mañana. Mira que amaneció. Yeah, something like that.
Wow. I'm
dead on the inside.
I am dead on the inside. But Efren, you rule. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It really hits me in the heart.
Oh, wait. Before we take the next shot, I mean caller.
Fuck.
I was requested by Mammoth Commander to read something about Robert in the voice of the Iron Sheik.
Oh, okay.
So here it is.
Every 100 years, mother born a baby like Muhammad Ali, the Michael Jackson, and the Robert Pezvani.
That's me!
He's a piece of shit.
Oh!
No good, no life. Pimp, son of a bitch.
Can the Iron Sheik send me a happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you, you fag. You piece of shit, no good, motherfucker, cheap Jew Russia.
Oh, how I love the Iron Sheik. Oh, my God, we have so many callers. I know I've given away things that we're planning on doing and never do, but
you son of
a
bitch.
Writing a song parody about the Iron Sheik, and I'm almost done.
I read the first verse today, and it was fucking hilarious.
How come Sid gets to see stuff?
You weren't online. I
am always online. When that's
no, as a MacBook Pro.
Yeah, okay. I am always with that MacBook Pro on my lap online, waiting for your IM.
Before I leave, let's record that one verse that I have, and you'll hear it.
You piece of shit.
Okay.
No good, motherfucker.
Settle down.
Actually, it's like one and almost two verses done, and there's three in the song.
I really hope we have no more callers, because I'm really
drunk. We have
drunk.
Five more callers.
I just want to say it's been an hour since I've taken 8 shots in a row.
Let's do 2, 1, 4.
No, I'm going to do the shots now. Noah's all like, Rob, you should just switch to water shots. But Rob, which is me, is all like, no.
Outside, you were like, yeah, I'm totally going to do it.
I promised people that I would do a vodka shot. I wish.
Okay, great. Let's get to the next caller.
I almost killed himself with the
filibuster.
He can't even find his face with the mic.
I just want to say, I wish we had Grey Goose instead of Absolute, because that shit is harsh.
Rob is stalling shots now.
Come on, Frank.
Noah loves Grey Goose.
Why couldn't you,
from now on, everybody
Noah
gets Grey Goose?
My mic is not cooperating. Rob's eyes are mere slits right now.
Who's calling us? Who do we have calling that's making me take a shot?
Noah, 214, put that one up.
Hello, 214. You're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Josh. Keep it Wolf Son.
Josh.
On the wish, Rob, a happy birthday.
Thank you, but do you want me to die? Is that what you call it? Because everybody calls
I want you to be the shot to throw up. I want to be the shot that makes you throw up, Rob.
Well, I don't know if it's a shot that's going to make me throw up, but there's definitely going to be a shot about it to be taken. I want to tell you this. Jenny right now, she started a session of a bowl, and I think I'm going to pass on the bowl session.
Why?
Alcohol. I have to take a shot of alcohol. You're making me not smoke weed.
Okay. Okay. Can I forfeit my shot for a hit of weed? I'd rather you smoke weed than get drunk, to be honest.
Can we do that? Can we transfer the weed to the alcohol?
Are you sure you want to do that, Rob?
No, you're going to get super sick.
You're right. You're right. I should do the alcohol. I should stick to the alcohol.
I'm going to go vomit first and then start smoking.
Don't encourage it.
Uh-oh.
Look, I'm very close to vomiting.
Rob's mouth is salivating.
I'm going to skip on the weed. I'm just going to take the shot. What's your name, caller?
Josh.
Josh.
Josh. Where are you from, Josh?
I'm from Long Island,
because that works.
Ha, ha, ha. Nobody gets that.
Yeah, people in the room get it. Josh, where are you from?
From Dallas.
Dallas, Texas.
Oh, I'll be there in a few weeks.
Listen, Josh from Dallas. Josh, are you a first-time caller?
No. I've been listening since the first show.
Really? This is two people that have been listening to me. This is 82 weeks of live casting that these people listen to. Josh, you are a great person. I think you're a wonderful man. I regret the fact that I have to take a shot in your
honor.
Wait,
are you a man? How old are you?
I'm fucking 22.
He's fucking 22. Josh, do you know who else is from Dallas, Texas?
What? Who?
Fucking. Right?
Who?
From Dallas. Diamond Vince.
Yes.
Have you ever gone to the strip club? What's the name of the strip club?
Cat House.
St. Paul Strip Club? The
Cat House. Clubhouse.
Don't put vodka on your MacBook Pro.
I would not. This is a $2,000 MacBook Pro. Josh, I love you. For the whole time. But
Josh's Keep It Wolf Son, apparently.
Oh, is this Keep It Wolf Son?
Yes.
Keep It Wolf Son. Josh, Keep It Wolf Son. Listen, I have a special bond to Keep It Wolf Son because Josh, when I was in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest and I fucked up my ankle, all I wanted to do was smoke a little weed and Josh lit me up. Keep It Wolf Son is a pothead from Dallas, Texas, and he walked me to his car, and he got me so stoned when my ankle was fucked up. I'm off rhythm, but I don't care, because Josh is a true metal injection junkie. I love him so much because he got me stoned South by Southwest. I'm going to regret this tomorrow, but I love Josh from Dallas, Texas.
All right,
he is the best. Yeah, he did it. All right. Let's bring this down a notch. Let's thank Josh.
Josh, do you feel like your soul has been raped?
Yes, actually.
I love Josh. Keep It Wolf Son. I gave his ticket to Summer Slaughter and he thanked me. And then he smoked me up a lot in South by Southwest when my ankle hurt and all I wanted to do was smoke weed. He is the best.
I think I'm going to get
okay,
our phone lines are jammed. Those people see the thing.
Fuck. I still have to Josh's shot. All right, here's Keep It Wolfson. Here's the shot for you, right here.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Keep It Wolfson.
All right, thanks for calling in, Keep It.
Number 12, what's that?
I don't know. I thought you were keeping tally because we're all high.
I lost. I know it's 12 or 13. I'm
going to need a refill on my chaser.
Let's call it 12.
Let's take 312 next. I think that's a new number.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to hand Rob the chaser.
312.
All right. You're on the air.
Hello?
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 Dude,
we got the ladies calling.
What's your name? Where are you from? Cornflower tortilla, and are you naked?
It's Brandy from Chicago and corn.
Hi, Brandy.
I called before.
I remember you, Brandy. You're a fine girl.
That's right.
We've been long for you. Why are you calling in to get me more drunk? Why?
I just answered your own question.
Can you pour the shot?
Because I want to get you drunk. That's why.
Oh, shit. Jenny already poured the shot for me. I just want to say, I am so drunk. And it's not even my birthday yet. It's not going to be my birthday for at least 2 hours.
Rob, how do you feel about chasing your vodka with Santa Cruz Organic Mango Lemonade? Sounds a little faggy.
If it has the word organic in it, I'm on board.
All right. Okay, well.
Brandy.
Yeah.
You are a lovely lady.
You're a fine girl.
Are you going to sing her a song now?
I love Brandy because she made me drink alcohol. This is recorded and going to be archived, and I will be embarrassed.
I'm already embarrassed.
All right.
All right, Brandy. I'm bringing this
shot. Oh, wait, before
you.
I go, I actually have, what?
Go ahead, before you go.
Okay, a couple weeks ago, I went to the American Carnage store, and when Slayer played South of Heaven, I found myself singing the words to South of Trenton, so thank you guys for that, because I'm pretty sure that's like, I will forever do that from now on.
And when you heard South of Heaven, all that was in your mind was South of Trenton?
Pretty much.
That you just told?
Yeah.
I have the exact same problem. Whenever I hear South of Heaven, I just hear, before you leave the store, you must buy.
Every time I hear Katy Perry, I always think of your cum song.
That's what she said.
I don't even know the original lyrics. I just sing yours.
Holy shit, we have 5 more callers.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Brandy.
Fuck.
Okay, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Did you do the Brandy shot yet?
I did,
yeah.
I did.
Oh. I thought they were vodka shots.
We're going to run out of alcohol. What happens when that happens?
I'm done.
Then we beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, we can move on. Jack.
No, I can't.
Oh, Frank!
Wow. Is it on
paper towels!
Where are they? We have booze. It wasn't even Rob that did it.
Frank did it.
Sorry. Our $9 billion soundboard is covered with Jack Daniels.
It's okay.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Not like anything works around here anyway.
All right.
I got to give a visual recap here.
Here's what's going on, right?
Sid's holding the board up with his hands manually.
Frank was all like, Rob's going to get drunk. And then Frank spilled his Jack Daniels.
Sid's holding this
and it's
board.
Like
our equipment will forever smell like Frank's Jack Daniels.
That's not the worst thing in the world. I just want to say that this was probably the worst idea ever.
Yes,
because
I agree.
Oh, my God. Bruno is rubbing against my leg right now. It's
not Bruno, Rob. Still think it was a bad idea, Rob?
Come here, Bruno.
Oh, my goodness.
I just want to say that I'm fucking wasted, and we have our lines are jammed.
Yeah. This is the most calls we ever had at one time. Ever.
I never want to do this again. No, let's take another call.
I'm trying to salvage our equipment.
Yeah, it's all right. Frank got it.
Okay. 602, I don't believe.
Wow, 602. I've never heard of that area. So 602.
It's Alaska, I believe.
Do you want me to vomit?
No.
Hello.
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 Hello. Where are you? What's your name? Where are you from?
You do not recognize me.
Oh, it's the guy from Arizona.
Gray eyes or whatever.
Nigel?
Nigel.
Yeah, Nigel Uno.
Nigel, you're making me take another shot for you.
Wait, is his name
Mo,
Nigel?
Mo, I'm not going to be a jackass. I'm not going to make you waste your booze.
You're not wasting the booze at all.
It's going to good use.
I feel great.
Well, you need to save some of that for later. You know, don't drink it all at one sitting.
There is no later. It's just right now, buddy. This is the main event, maybe.
Later, Rob will be in a box.
All right, we're going to move on, Nigel, because we only have 10 minutes to take callers.
All right. Well, have a good hangover tomorrow.
Wait. Can you sing me happy birthday with your British accent? All right.
Hold on. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rob. Happy birthday to you, motherfucker.
Yes!
Yeah!
Nigel, I love you. I'm taking a shot right now. Here's my reaction.
Splash a little bit on your computer.
No, that's not right. Thanks, Nigel.
All right, you're welcome. Later.
Oh, great. God bless you.
Okay.
801, send you?
I think we can. All right, 801.
Happy birthday, Robert. And I got to say, today is a night I will never forget. I love you so much. And for your birthday, I'm going to sing you this song.
Yes.
When people keep repeating that you'll never fall in love, when everybody keeps repeating that you can't seem to get enough, let my love open the door. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door to your heart. The seat sails all over, with every single scene of kind. I'll give you a full of these clovers, a simple worry of mine. Let my love open the door to your heart. Let my love open the door to your heart.
You rule.
Heart. I can stop you falling apart. If ever you find this way, come on and give me a chance to say, let me open the door. There's only one thing to set you free. That's my love. That's my love. And my love, open the door. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door. When the falls you, don't let it upset you down. Love can cure your problems. So lucky I'm around. Let my love open the door.
Guys, but I really can't take any more shots.
Well, let's just talk to these people.
Let's just take these 12 more callers.
Okay, 509.
Hello?
Hello, what is your name and where are you from and why are you getting me drunk?
It's Dakota again from last week, and I just wanted to give Rob a birthday present of alcohol poisoning.
Dude, you did it. You did it, bro.
Not yet.
I am really out of it. And I, like I said, alcohol is the type of drug that hits you 20 minutes from when you do the shot.
Yeah.
So right now, I'm like super wasted.
Is it a bear?
Oh, and I'm like snotting all over the place.
There's like a line of snot from the mouth,
right?
Nose to the microphone.
Twitpick. I'm totally snotting all over the place.
Twitpick.
You guys, I need to blow my nose. Let's move on to the next caller.
Come on. I'm keeping my distance.
Can I get a napkin?
Can
I get a napkin? Can I get that? Thank you.
Take the picture first, then you get a napkin.
No!
The elephant
man.
I'm not an animal!
Stop!
Here's my hair! On the microphone! Picture! Gonna wipe more snot on. There's a big, gigantic booger snot on.
Rob, you're taking that mic home with you. I don't want it over here.
That's right, you guys. It's gone. I cleaned it up. We're all good.
Big schnocker.
All right, let's move on to the next call.
Oh, we have another call.
918.
Lovely.
Hello.
He shot something out.
Hello. 918, why are you getting me drunk, or what's your name, and where are you from?
This is the Pantangler from Tulsa. Just wanted to call and tell you happy birthday. That's right.
Sing me a happy birthday. Go.
You don't have time for that, Rob.
Let's move on, then.
I'll do a quick death roll. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Rob. Happy birthday to you. There.
Yeah. Sounds like the Cookie Monster.
I said Rob.
Thank you. That's what I was shooting for.
You guys. So you can't tell because I'm on the audios. But I'm so drunk right now.
Okay, let's move on to the next caller. Thanks for calling in, Pentangler.
I'm going to skip some shots because I'm too drunk. I can't even apply.
Well, all right. 630.
We're all in blackout mode right now.
I've only been here for an hour and a half. Wow.
630, are you there?
You've been on this planet for 27 years, Rob.
His name's Pasta Killer.
Who is this?
Boston Killer.
Pasta Killer. I'm sent by Pizza Destroyer.
Been sent by Pizza Destroyer. What do you want? I cannot take any more shots. I have forfeited the shots. I'm too drunk.
Your name's Pasta Killer.
Let's move on.
Sorry, I'm
private
slow.
Caller.
Private caller. What do you want to tell us that's private?
Hello.
Why do you want to get me drunker? This whole show has just been about me getting drunk.
Hello. Who is this?
Hello.
It's you.
Me?
What?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Next caller.
This is what it feels like in Rob's head.
Next caller. I'm so numb right now, you guys. I can't begin to tell you. How many shots have I taken?
Over 8.
A bottle.
13.
Your mic is not on.
No, 14. It's 14.
14 and you owe 2.
I'm not taking the loss.
Okay, we have 901.
I'm so numb right now.
Hey.
Hey. What's your name, Marie?
This is Devin of Merkwood from Tennessee.
Oh, Devin, let me tell you something. 2 weeks ago you called in, and you were like, I appreciate it. And then Rob sent you some free shit, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh,
did he send you dick pics?
I sent you a Warbringer, right? You got that Warbringer CD, didn't you?
I did.
Warburgers.
See?
Just kind.
Rob sends out the prizes. He just takes a little bit.
Only to girls, though. Right, Rob?
She never sent me dick pics, though.
Well, no, you sent her your dick pics.
No.
Rob, she would send the twat shots. We already went over this.
Right. Devin never sent me twat shots. Fuck, I'm so drunk the room is spinning right now.
Open your eyes.
Aaron's penis. That's probably a good thing to do.
Open your eyes.
Oh, the room is not spinning anymore now that my eyes are open.
I guess.
Why did I agree to do this? I'm so drunk right now. I'm so drunk right now. I can't
even.
All right,
we have 2 minutes, Rob. Come
I
on.
I can't even function.
Compose yourself.
It's really
Whoa.
10 o'clock?
Whoa.
I feel like 21. I just got here. I feel like
Thanks
I
Thanks for
got
calling
here.
In, Devin.
I just want to say to everybody that fuck you all for calling in, making me take, 13 shots?
All right, 14. Say it after because we're going to lose the callers.
14 shots?
Go for it.
951.
Hello?
It's a familiar area code. What's your name and where are you from?
This is Kevin from California.
Kevin from California. You've called in before.
I have. So I think that you should have to make up for all these shots that you're not doing that you promised to do.
Let me ask you a question, Kevin. Do you not hear me slurring my words?
Yeah, but I'm saying next week.
Like, do you hear me, like, how drunk I am right now?
I do.
Do you Do you really think that I need more alcohol in my system right now when I'm 20 minutes behind on the shots.
More alcohol in your sister? Yes.
Can you imagine how shitty I'm going to feel in 20 minutes?
No, next week.
Let me tell you something. No, I was telling me that we have 90 seconds to take more phone calls.
That's blood talk later.
So, Devin, I'm going to have to hang up on you. Kevin?
Devin was the caller before. Kevin. Thanks for calling in, Kevin.
Let's get him out of here.
All right, 781.
781?
Rob. Rob, it's me. Time? It's your brother. I want
Job?
You to take a shot for me. It's Joseph.
What's your name?
Job, not Job.
It's Joseph. Job. I'm your brother.
Joseph.
All right. You're sex change, apparently.
I'm literally taking a shot right now.
All right, okay. I'm hanging up on you, people.
You guys confirm that I'm taking a shot?
Yeah, he's
taking a
shot. Great.
Christ.
We have a private caller. Oh, my God.
So drunk.
We just keep calling. We have 48 seconds
rough.
To get through three phone calls.
All right. Who's on the air?
Private caller.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello, private caller. You're on the air.
How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm so drunk.
Okay, great. 931.
That's one. What?
I feel like this is some sort of marathon right
now.
Yeah. I've only been here for an hour and a half.
What kind of Russian are you, man?
You're
already
raised.
I want to tell you, I'm more of a pothead than I am an alcoholic.
True.
And this was... Oh. It's really getting... I mean,
you're interested, I'm using the last 10% of my cell phone battery to twitpic what Rob was
Are you connected to my network?
No, I'm not.
No one's watching. What else? What else do we have on the line?
931.
931.
Hello?
My network name is Anus.
Hello, 931, you're on the air.
Rob, I mean, Frank, you have to connect to Anus if you want to use your Wi-Fi.
No problem.
931?
Yeah, I'm here.
I think we should just wrap it up.
Are we there yet? Wrap it up.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Play a song out.
I'm so close to Bob.
Rob, would you like to sing a song about your night to the tune of the Incredible Hulk song?
Sure.
Darren, could you cue that up?
And bye.
All right.
One more time.
It's my birthday, and I decided to do some shots for every color. I regret it now. I'm so offbeat.
The rest of the song is just going to be Rob.
But I don't care, because I'm really drunk. How many shots have I done now in 90 minutes? I don't know, but I really can't even open my eyes, because I can't render the visual stimulation that
his
I'm going to get.
His mouth is right on the mic where the booger is.
My mouth is on the booger that I created.
Well, Rob has a history of eating boogers.
Rob has a history of eating boogers.
Keeper Wolfson wants to know if Jenny's going to dominate Rob.
No! Ew!
Jenny's going to make me call for daddy.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to say red light because it's too far because Jenny took it too far because I'm really drunk.
Yes, I'll do another shot, Ms.
Do we have any more callers? I can't really.
That booger.
I can't really open my eyes
Please,
anymore.
Not into it.
Rob, open your eyes. You'll feel better.
I'm not a sub. It doesn't work.
Oh, hey. I didn't know I was in Noah's house. How are you guys doing?
What? You're not in my house. We're in the Metal Injection Studios, remember?
We're in my wing. All right. We're in the Noah wing of the Metal Injection Studios, and I am so drunk, I will really regret this when I call. I listen tomorrow. Do we have another caller?
We can try.
Let's try for a caller. Hello?
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 Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who is this? What is your name? Where are you from?
My name is Sky. I'm Erin, and I have been on hold for hours.
What's her name?
What's
her name? Sky. My name is Sky.
Wait, your name is what?
Sky.
Sky. Where are you?
Yes. Maryland.
Maryland. Okay.
Yeah.
Sky, I just wanted to let you know that I'm so glad that it's,
of course,
that it's 10:03 and we can't take any more calls because I'm so drunk right now and all I want to do is lay down on Noah's couch.
No.
I just want to lay down on Noah's couch.
So.
Take a little nap. It's 10:03. The show is technically over. We can't really take any more callers, and I'm really glad about that, because I am very...
Okay, Rob.
Listen. We didn't even get to any of the topics that we talked about
next week.
So many.
I even extracted some pull quotes from this Glenn Beck rally. Earlier today.
Rob, you have a lady on the phone right now. Is this how you're talking to her?
Hey.
Hey.
She said you have a lady on the phone, not be a lady on the phone, Rob. Come on.
Listen, lady. It's like birthday. It's my birthday.
I'm
not lady.
September
2nd, 1983 was when I was born. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You guys.
Of course.
I'm too drunk right now. We should probably end this broadcast.
Right. You should take more until you puke, because I want to make you puke.
Sorry. She sounds like the Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Can you say 90 seconds?
What?
Say 90 seconds.
90 seconds?
Ah, see? It's like a daughter. All right, we're gonna let you go now. And
okay, bye.
Thanks for calling in. Everything's a clusterfuck right
before
now.
Before we go, though, in all seriousness, happy birthday, Rob, on behalf of Rest of Metal Injection.
Yay! Only 2 hours till my birthday.
We hope you make it to your birthday.
Yeah.
In 2 hours.
I hope so, too. I need a nap.
Okay.
Even
wait
Bruno
for Friday,
is coming
man.
For your birthday party.
Yay,
who?
Bruno.
Oh. Hey, Bruno.
All right. I think that's quite enough show for the night.
I really need a nap.
Very scary.
Oh. I just want to say that I got here half an hour after showtime. And 90 minutes later, which is now.
He morphed into the Bee Gees. What the fuck was that?
95 minutes later. It's 10:06 live and I am so wasted.
Talking like Andy Gibbs.
I am so wasted, and it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
I've been saying that for like the last half an hour.
It's only going to get worse because I recall doing a few shots in the last half hour.
Oh, you got snot running down your mustache, too.
Oh, no, it's always
snot. He rubbed it all over his face.
Like 2 weeks ago when I said that Pizza Destroyer sounded like the kid from Bad Santa, you now look like the kid from Bad Santa.
What's new, guys? Who's going to make out with me for my birthday? It's
yeah.
Midnight.
Yeah.
James Hetfield, you better make out with me.
Talking to you, Rob.
Yeah,
can I get the Dave Mustaine soundbite?
What do you
when
want?
When he was all like, and I was pissed.
Oh.
I went nuts. Yes.
What is this? Some kind of fucking game show?
I just want to say.
What do you want
to
say?
I want to thank everybody who listens to the
podcast. Everybody?
Everybody.
Give me a migraine headache.
Who listens to the Metal Injection Livecast? Every Wednesday, because you guys really make my life complete. For real. This is serious now. My name is Robert, and I'm 27.
Almost
in 2 hours, I will be 27 and
When I listen to this tomorrow, I will regret everything that I did today.
Good, you'll be just like us.
I'm really drunk. Why did I agree to take, well, how many shots? How many shots have I done?
18.7.
Get out of here. I'm a joke for real.
2 liters.
Fuck, I'm drunk.
15.
I'm really drunk on my birthday.
All right, I think this time we should really wrap it up here.
We really need to wrap it up. I need
some
to take a nap. That's fried cheese.
Yeah, there's more.
Go
more.
To the bathroom right now.
I don't
put your finger in the back of your mouth and push down, okay?
What if this is and hits all over your floor in your shower?
You
go
will
outside
clean it up.
And do it.
Go outside.
You're
going
to have to hold his hair.
All right.
No.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
You guys, I don't need to vomit.
Hi, Rob.
I just want to say thank you to everybody who called in.
You did already.
That wish me happy birthday.
Yeah, you came here an hour and a half ago, and you're already drunk. We get it.
Yeah.
Came here an hour
and a half. And your mom is calling here right now.
Yep.
Mama Louise. Robert,
dude,
I was listening.
Pick it up and take it on air. Come on, please.
I was listening on the Radio Shack candy computer at home, and I hear you drinking. Why aren't you drinking more? You are Russian.
Yeah, she would probably be disappointed.
You should have had 30 drinks by now. Yeah.
I know, I'm like totally embarrassing every Russian person in the world.
You are like two beer queer, yeah.
Well, you're half Iranian too, so.
I just want to like let everybody who called in know that fuck you for getting me this drunk.
You just said you loved all of them.
I love all of you.
Pick a side, Rob.
But fuck you.
Okay.
Look, can you guys wrap this up? Because
I was about to. You interrupted
me. Turn it off.
Yeah, let's.
All right, we're gonna. No, I want to play. We're gonna play something out. I want to DJ it up.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well, what are we playing?
Turn off Rob's.
Well, let me DJ it.
Can I just say one last thing?
Yes.
I just want to thank all the people. Thank. They wish me a happy birthday.
I turned his mic off.
This is not an act. I really...
Just start the music, Darren.
I really...
DJ it up.
All right. I really
this has been the Metal Injection Livecast. Here's a little Hall & Oates on the Metal Injection Livecast.
What? Should we play South of Trenton? South of Trenton, please. On and on, South of Trenton! You must buy! What the fuck is this? This is my birthday. What is this bullshit?
This was mentioned during the show.
This is Rob's birthday. Rob is not enjoying his birthday. The Paul and Oates is
remember boy. When Shit Eater called in and we sang this song?
No.
Whoa. Hit.
Yes, it was. Right there. He sang along with it.
Did he?
Who is he?
Oh, no.
Look at you guys. I'm really drunk. This is not an act. This is not Rob pretending to be drunk. This is Rob 14, 15 shots in. How many shots? I got here at 9:30, you guys. Of course. I'm fucked up. Here she comes. Where is she going? Where is she going? Oh, here she comes. But where is she going? Oh, here she comes. But where is Rob going? I'm 27. It's my birthday. What does it even mean? So we are south of Trent now.
After this song's up. Come on, you gotta DJ.
Alright, this is...
Hey, bringing in the song, we got some South of Trenton coming up in just 5 minutes, followed by traffic and weather on the ones. You're listening to WIND 97.1.
This is Rob, and he is really wasted.
Of course.
She's a shit eater. Right?
I think so. Hello.
Why didn't Shlomo call in and wish me happy birthday? Why didn't Shlomo listen to the show anymore?
What?
He's like the biggest star of the live cast.
My lifestyle determines my death style.
Rob, nap. Seriously, you guys. Fuck everybody that called in. I'm so drunk right now. And I blame all of you, the metal injection listeners.
This is going on at worst time.
Because for every caller, I had to do a shot. And I was even late on purpose, so I had to take more shots. But I turned out to take more shots because I had to make up for the shots. For the callers that called in when I was here. Thank you, Iron Sheik.
You fucking slap. You don't like it? Fucking bullshit!
Listen, Iron Sheik.
Fucking piece of shit. No, you motherfucker.
The song is wrapping up. Does this mean it's time for Sound Trend? Yes!
You must fall!
It's that time of the year again. The seasons are changing. You need new clothing. Come down to Route 9 Clothing Outlet, just south of Trenton. We got all the types of clothes you need. Pants, jeans, shorts, sneakers, shoes. Casual, outdoors, indoors, every type of door. We even sell doors. Come down. We got double XL, triple XL, 4XL for your fat Uncle Larry. You know he's been eating too many fixes. But in Uncle Larry's defense, fixes are delicious. That's why with every $100 sale, we're giving away a free case of fixes. Specifically for your Uncle Larry. So come down. Route 9. South of Trent. Are you there yet? Are you getting in the car?
Listen, baby, don't perform us in this design.
Thank you.